I'm going to start off with a comparatively simple example. This example is what is known in Buddhist tradition as the twin miracle, Yamaka Pratiharya, which was first performed, according to the scriptures, at a place called Shravasti, and subsequently performed by the Buddha on a number of other occasions. And it's described in the Mahavastu, one of the biographies which I have mentioned, as being performed by the Buddha at Kapilavastu. So I'm going to read to you, first of all, the canonical account of this particular twin miracle. The text says, and you'll notice I'm reading from page 115 of the third volume, so it's a pretty bulky work. The text says, "Then the exalted one," that is to say the Buddha, "standing in the air at the height of a palm tree, performed various and diverse miracles of double appearance. The lower part of his body would be in flames, while from the upper part there streamed 500 jets of cold water. While the upper part of his body was in flames, 500 jets of cold water streamed from the lower part. Next, by his magic power, the exalted one transformed himself into a bull with a quivering hump. The bull vanished in the east and appeared in the west. It vanished in the west and appeared in the east. It vanished in the north and appeared in the south. It vanished in the south and appeared in the north." And in this way, the great miracle is to be described in detail. Several thousand kotis of beings, seeing this great miracle of magic, became glad, joyful, and pleased, and uttered thousands of bravos at witnessing the marvel. So this is the text. This is the passage. The twin miracle. Now, I'm not going to say anything this evening about the Buddha's transformation of himself into a bull. The bull is a universal symbol in mythology and folklore, and it deserves a study of its own. I'm going to concentrate this evening on the twin miracle proper. First of all, the Buddha stands in the air. Stands in the air. In some other versions, he is represented as walking up and down in the air, as though making a sort of promenade in the air. So what does this signify? This standing of the Buddha up in the air, or walking down up in the air. It signifies a change of plane. And this is highly significant indeed. It represents the fact that what happened, what is described as happening in this incident, the twin miracle, does not happen on the earth. The Buddha has transcended the earth plane. So since it does not happen on the earth, since it happens on another plane, as it were, a higher plane, the significance is not historical. We've gone beyond the historical plane. We're on a spiritual, on a metaphysical plane of existence now. So the twin miracle is not a miracle in the ordinary sense, something magical or supernormal happening here on this earth. It's something archetypal, something spiritual, something symbolic, something happening on a higher plane of existence. The presence in Buddhist art, depicting any particular scene, of a lotus flower, for instance, has the same significance. If any Buddha figure or any such figure is seen or depicted sitting on a lotus flower, it represents that this is not on the historical plane. This is on a transhuman plane, a transcendental plane, because the lotus symbolizes severance of contact with the world. It symbolizes the transcendental or the purely spiritual plane. And we find, in fact, in sculptures of the twin miracle, since they're not able to represent the Buddha up in the air, that would take the Buddha right out of the picture, as it were, they represent him sitting on a lotus flower. A number of you I know have seen the slides which we took in India recently, and you'll remember that in one of the cave temples, that is to say Kanheri, there is a sculpture visible of the twin miracle. And if you remember it, some of you may do so, you'll recollect that in this particular sculpture the Buddha is represented sitting on a lotus flower, and this is a representation of this twin miracle. So whether high up in the air or whether sitting on the lotus, it has the same significance, that we've gone beyond the historical plane, we're on a spiritual plane. And what happens now has a metaphysical significance and not a historical significance. So having stood in the air, being on this higher plane, in this metaphysical dimension, as it were, what does the Buddha do? We're told that he emits fire and water simultaneously. Fire and water. Fire from the upper half of the body, water from the lower, then vice versa. Water from the upper, fire from the lower. And he goes on doing this. So what does this mean? What does this represent? If we're to take it literally, historically, well, at best it's just a conjuring trick, nothing more. But the Buddha certainly didn't indulge in conjuring tricks. So what does it signify on this higher plane of existence where he now stands? Fire and water are very ancient symbols indeed. They're universal. They're found all over the world, among all races, in all cultures, all religions. And fire always represents, for the sake of just a brief expression, spirit, or the spiritual. Water always represents matter, the material. Fire, again, represents the heavenly, the positive, and the masculine principle. Water represents the earthy, the negative, and the feminine principle. The one, that is to say fire, represents the intellect. The other, water, represents the emotions. One, again, represents consciousness. The other represents the unconscious. In other words, fire and water between them represent, we may say, all the cosmic opposites. They stand for what in the Chinese tradition are known as the yang and the yin. Some of you will be familiar with these terms from your consultation of the I Ching. So the fact that the Buddha emitted fire and water simultaneously represents, we may say, the conjunction of these great pairs of opposites. Conjunction of opposites. And this conjunction of opposites on all levels, at the highest level of all especially, is synonymous with what we call enlightenment. Enlightenment is a state of what the Tantras call yuganatta, or two-in-oneness. And it is this two-in-oneness, this union or harmony or integration or coalescence of opposites, which is represented by the Buddhas simultaneously emitting fire and water. There's a parallel, a very interesting parallel in the Western alchemical tradition, as explored by Jung, for example, where the union of fire and water is said to represent, or to be, the whole secret of alchemy. Alchemy, of course, not in the sense of producing gold, but in the sense of a process of spiritual transmutation. And sometimes in alchemy, in alchemical texts, symbolically, this union of fire and water, this union of opposites, is spoken of as the marriage of the Red King and the White Queen. So here, in this episode of the twin miracles, the general significance is the same. The episode, or the incident, as it were, says to us that enlightenment is not a one-sided affair, not a one-sided, not a partial experience. Enlightenment is the union, the conjunction of opposites, of fire and water, as it were, at the highest possible level. This is enlightenment, this union of opposites.